SBS Lianteton. Hi, hauni naran Cristina Freitas. No imi rona hela Siri aprende inglés ho amni kolega Janice Peterson. Imi kari kunyesa Janice, husi SBS World News. Janice além de apresentadora pa notícia televisão SBS World News, nia mo sanesa ema peritu ida pa pronúncia liafuan inglés. Siri dene, hanesan tempo da ruak pa pronúncia ho nia. Cada mini post se explica con aba desafio comum nebemak ema sempre halo pa gira pronúncia liafuan inglés. Episori dene, se ajuda ita boa sira pela prática hamutu. Ita serona episori dene ia liang inglés. Nune, ita pela prática ita ne habilidade rona niang. Mai ita hau. Ia di 5 minuto 5 ne, ita se hadia liutang liafuan inglés ruma hori rona no tuir hamutu ko Janice Peterson. Objetivo aprendizagem ia mini pot ita ne, atu ita pela pronúncia letra K ho G nebe ia liafuan inglés ruma ita diha.
K? And G.
Maitao.
Kookaburra sits in the old gum tree. Merry, merry king of the bush is he. Laugh, kookaburra, laugh. Kookaburra, how great life must be.
Hi, I'm Janice Peterson from SBS World News. And in this pronunciation lesson, we'll be learning the Kookaburra song. It was written in 1934 by Marion St. Clair and is famous in Australia. The Kookaburra is a native Australian bird that makes a unique sound, like a person laughing. Kookaburra starts with a K sound, which can sometimes be confused with the G sound in gum tree. A gum tree is a native Australian tree, home to many animals, including the kookaburra. Let's start with some word pairs to see if you can hear the difference between the K and G sounds. Class. Grass. Clue. Glue. Coat. Goat. Crow. Grow. These sounds are tricky because they sound similar and we make them in similar ways. The K sound is made when you keep your tongue tip down, the back of your tongue up, and release a burst of air. Be careful to keep your tongue tip down because if you put it up, you'll make a T sound instead. The K sound can be spelled in different ways. Some common spellings are C as in coat, K as in kookaburra, and CK as in duck, and CC as in soccer. Let's try practicing the K sound in some of these words. You might like to repeat after me. Kookaburra. Coat. Crow. The G sound is made with one important difference to K. Keep the back of your tongue up and your tongue tip down. Then let the air build up behind the back of your tongue before you release it. Give it a try. G. 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 If you're ready, try repeating these words with me. Gum tree. Goat. Grow. You'll know you've got these sounds right by lightly putting your hand on your throat. The G sound will vibrate in your vocal cords, but the K sound won't. Let's hear how some other learners are doing.
We are students from Bayside Library English Class.
With us today are learners from Bayside Library English Class. Take it away.
Cocoa barley seeds in the old gum tree. Mary, Mary, king of the bush is he. Love, cocoa barley, love. Cocoa barley, how great your love must be.
They sounded great. Children love this song too. So you might like to teach it to your kids. You can go to sbs.com.au/learnenglish. to find the song lyrics and transcript for this episode.
Kookaburra sits in the old gum tree. Merry, merry king of the bush is he. Love, kookaburra, love. Kookaburra gay, your life must be. Kookaburra sits in the old gum tree. Merry, merry king of the bush is he.